أهلا،
معك.
هاي،
هلو،
ياسمين.
هاي جاسمين.
هاي هانا.
يا ذا كمان يا معك
اوه
جون تو
اوكي. هاي ايفريون.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Enough.
Yes. Today we're connecting to Tehillim 25. We'll be using the same two handouts we've been using that are available on the unique astrological times link. After that opens up, scroll down to the preparation for the Shovavim. And we'll start with the Psalms landing page. And first I will say L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kutshab Rechu Ishkin Tebitchi L'Urchimu Uchilu Uchilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe B'vavhe B'Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenehu. Psalm 25 is said on the fourth day of the monthly cycle. The verses in this psalm are arranged according to the alphabet, including the letters bet, excluding the letters Bet, Vav, and Kuf, which together equal the numerical value of Gehinom, which is purgatory or hell. One who recites this psalm daily will not see the face of purgatory. The above kavanah is a traditional kavanah to use when saying this psalm. The beginning of the words, L'David Alecha, this is not one of the more normal, more common ways to begin a psalm. There are 22 verses in this psalm. It is not organized on the order of the alphabet. So one of the tools that one can use is to determine what are the three verses that changed when the Bet, the Vav, and the Kuf are excluded. What letters did those three verses start with? Transitioning to the PDF file, Yearning for Redemption by Rabbi Sutton. The first verse. L'David Elecha Adonai Yohei Wahe Nafshi Esa. By David, to you, Hashem, I lift up and offer my soul. Footnote 52. Okay. To you, Hashem, I lift up and offer my soul. The Zohar and the Ari explain that lifting up and offering one's soul in prayer is perhaps the most important thing we can do to come close to Hashem.
Amen.
And as Jasmine said, we should all say amen. Five words. Five connects to the five worlds. Nineteen letters connect us to the unity of male and female. 19 connects us to the name of Chava. 19 connects to the calendar cycle. The letter Bet. Not, I don't mean the letter Bet. The second verse. Elohai becha betachti al avosha al yalzu o yevaili. Hashem, I trust in you alone. I shall therefore never be ashamed. Do not permit my inner enemies to rejoice over me when I finally get to the point of admitting my mistakes to you. Why do you think Rabbi Sutton adds the word inner to it, the words to the idea of enemies? Because he's reminding us of there's only one enemy, there's only one war, and that is the war with the negative system. Nine words connecting to wisdom or to yesod, creativity, creation. Two letters connects to Chachma, to wisdom. The third verse, Gam kol kovecha lo yevoshu, yevoshu, chabog tubim, reikam. On the contrary, may all who place their hope in you never be ashamed. Shame those who refuse to acknowledge their reliance upon you. Shame them with their own emptiness. Eight words connecting to Bina. The fourth verse. Dirakecha Adonai Ohewahe Odieni Orchotecha Lamdeni. Hashem, make the wide open highways of your Torah known to me. Teach me as well how to walk your secret pathways. The fifth verse. Hadikeni Va'amitecha Belamdeni ki ata Elohei ishi Otcha kreviti kol hayom. Guide me on your path of truth. Teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. I will therefore place my hope in you alone all the days of my life. Eleven words connecting to every, to both the positive 10 sephirots and the negative system. The sixth verse. Zechor rachamecha Adonai Elohei Wahei v'chasadecha ki me'olam heima. Remember your mercies, Hashem, and your kindnesses, for they have existed since before time immemorial. Seven words connecting to the lower seven sephirot. The seventh verse. Chataot neude ufshai al tiskor kachaz dechazechar liata leman tuvcha Adonai Elohei Wahei. Remember not the mistakes of my youth or my more serious transgressions. Remember me according to your great love. Remember that you created me in order to bestow your love upon me, Hashem, for the sake of your goodness. Twelve words connecting to the 12 tribes. The eighth verse. Tov v'yashar Adonai Elohei Wahei Al kein yorech ha'taim ba'derech. Hashem, you are good and upright. You therefore teach those who have lost their way how to travel the disciplined path of return to you. Eight words, which connects to Teshuvah, because Teshuvah has a connection to Bina. Twenty-eight words, connecting to the Hebrew word Koach, which translates as strength and power. And this is the energy we are receiving in order to return to that righteous path. No, the disciplined path. Is discipline righteous? Not in the normal context of today. But discipline is righteous when you are choosing to stay on the path and not be brought, taken away from the path through the what you see and what you hear and through those senses that are constantly being accosted by the negative system. The ninth verse. Yadrech anavim b'mishpat v'ilamed anavim darko. Once they have been cured of their arrogance and have begun to learn the value of humility, you guide the humble with justice and teach the modest how to follow your way. Six words that connect to the lower six sephirot, the physical world, but the spiritual aspect of the physical world. Again, 28 letters. The 10th verse. Kol archot Adonai Yohewahe Chesed ve'emet Lanot rei berito ve'edotav. Hashem, all of your providential ways are loving and true. Even the most trying times are understood to be for the good by those who guard the purity of your covenant and your testimonies. Eight words. The 11th verse. Lema'an shimcha Adonai Yohewahe V'salachta la'avoni ki ravu. Hashem, for the sake of your merciful name, I ask that you please forgive whatever wrong I have done. Without your help, I cannot lift myself out of this mire, for it is more than I can endure. Eight words. Beginning a connection to this pattern of constant eights. Twenty-eight letters, and this constant pattern of 28. This is these last few verses are really essentially giving you the strength to connect to all of these positive energies. 12th verse. Mi zeh ha'ish yirei Adonai. Yo hey wahe, yo renu bederech yivchar. Who is the man who reveres you, Hashem? You will surely guide him to choose the very path that you have chosen for his ultimate good. Footnote 53. Yorenu Bekderech Yivchar means literally, he will show him the path he is to choose. The explicit emphasis is on the person's choice or choices. Hashem will Yore show, guide, and illuminate for him which path to choose. Behind the explicit emphasis, it is implied that Hashem has already chosen this path. Reread as he will illuminate and show him the path that he has already chosen. Still, even though he has chosen it, he wants the man who truly fears him, to choose it of his own accord, to choose it of his own free will, with no coercion from above. When he, the man, does so, he can then rejoice that he chose the very path that Hashem had already chosen for him. This is not a game. This is a gift that the Creator gives us, the ability to consciously align our desires with his, and thereby attain the very closeness that he wishes to bestow upon us, but which he wants us to attain through our own efforts. See Hirsch, by means of his workings, Hashem makes man realize that the paths which are in conformity with his will are the only ones that are good and true. Knowing this, man, who at first may have trod these paths only with great reluctance, now walks in them out of his own free will, with joy, with devotion, because the will of the Lord is also his own desire. I have a different perspective on that consciousness that Rabbi Aschlager, Rabbi Hirsch is bringing. My understanding is each person has certain light that is to be revealed by them in each lifetime. Hashem created each person, each soul, to reveal that specific light in that specific lifetime. Therefore, what I desire is what Hashem desires, because he created me to reveal that light. Now, the danger is I'm also given the evil inclination that gives me desires, or seems to give me desires, that are not pure. They're corrupted. And so I need to know when my feelings, when my intuition, when my sensitivities direct me to a path that isn't what Hashem wants, that isn't a true desire of mine. The 13th verse.
Oh, Hanok, yes. I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
It is, and also my opinion, right here is like very difficult to see it. Like you said that we may have feelings or that belongs to maybe the negative system, and it's part of what Hashem, or I don't know, we brought in with us. So it's like an, I don't know, it is what it is. How can we identify this kinds of negative part in ourselves? I guess with Torah, but I would like you to answer to me, please.
Jasmine, do you want me to spoon feed you?
No. I mean, if
you have the answer to your question.
I do.
the intellect, the purpose of the intellect, it receives the wisdom of the Torah. You study the halakha. You study the words of the Torah that direct you to a correct path. Any desire, any emotion that takes you away from those words of wisdom is coming from the negative system. It's not a true desire. I'm only going to use the male-female relationship to express that. You have a desire. You see a beautiful form of a man. You're attracted to men. This is a man that gets your desire, your mental desire, going. You want to be with him. Is that Hashem's will? Is that what the Torah tells you you should do? The answer is yes, with a proviso. What is that proviso? That you're married to him. If you're not married to him, then that desire is false. How did I arrive at that discussion, at that presentation, is what I'm expecting to do? By utilizing the words of Torah. And sometimes they're complicated, but not really. They just appear to be complicated because I really don't want to let go of that desire. There's so much pleasure in that desire that I'm supposed to do, but only if it's also holy, only if we've been under the chuppah together, only if we have been glued together, have our souls glued together through marriage. You have the answer there in the words of Torah. That's how you know what is the correct thing for you to do. And there, all of the negative thoughts, the negative emotions that come to you are part of Hashem's desire for you. But is it the right time? Is it the right place? Is it the right action? And is it the right kavanah? And until those four things are intuitively correct, it's not Hashem's will at that moment. And if you've understood those words, you've understood your life. The 14th pasuk.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So Adonai Yehovahe Lireav Uvrito Lehodiam. Hashem, the secret of arousing your mercy is with those who revere you. You reveal your covenant to them so that their prayers will never go unanswered. There is a big secret in this English translation. You reveal your covenant, your brit. What is the meaning of the brit? What is the covenant that we have with Hashem? As the children of Israel, what is the covenant we have with Hashem? When you have made that covenant, when you live by that covenant, your prayers will constantly be answered. The 15th pasuk. Einai tamid el Adonai Yo hey why hey ki hu yo tsi yo merishet raglai. Hashem, my eyes are constantly directed towards you, for only you can liberate me from the net of habits that constricts and ensnares me. Big secret in this one as well. This is from Rabbi Ashlag's, Rabbi Sutton's translation. The words he adds, how many times do we consider that a habit is a constriction? How many times do we consider that a habit is ensnaring me, controlling me? What about good habits? All habits are limitations because you're not doing the action consciously. You're doing it as a robot. You're doing it as a slave, an avid. Hashem wants people not to ever be slaves. He wants us to consciously be aware. Every action, do it consciously. When you bite into a food, and it's so pleasurable, it's so tasty, do you stay connected to that as you chew it? No. You chew by habit. You've lost the consciousness. You've allowed other thoughts to enter that realm. You're not in the act of eating. You're somewhere else, and your body is doing the eating as a habit. Tremendous truth in that translation. The 16th pasuk. Pene elai v'chaneni ki yachid b'yani ani. Notice the difference in spelling of the last two words. One ani with an ayin means poor. One ani with an aleph is the pronoun I. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for without your assistance, I am forsaken and poor. Seven words connecting us to the physical world, both the spiritual level of the physical world and the physical level. Four letters representing the 12 hours of the day and the 12 hours of the night. The 12 hours, the 12 the 12, which is the Hashem's name on the right, Hashem's name on the left, and then Hashem's name in the center. Those are the 12 letters. And then the 12 tribes of Israel, the spiritual and the physical, all connected. The 17th pasuk. Sarot levavi chir chivu mim tsukotai hotzieni. The very afflictions I have endured have expanded and unblocked the obstructions of my heart, and they have served their purpose. So please deliver me from my troubles. This is a verse that I would recommend you utilize when you feel the need to ask Hashem to take you out of your troubles. One of the purposes of Kabbalah is to help us understand that we need to love the process. And loving the process means that you ask for more pain, more suffering. One of the ways to love the process is to be in the moment, whatever you're experiencing at that moment. Footnote 54. According to Rabbi Shimon Raphael Hirsch, this is the true intent of the words, Tsarot Levavi Hirchivu. Not that the Tsarot Levavi, the afflictions of my heart, Hirchivu, have increased and expanded, but rather that the very limitations from without, which Hashem imposes upon men, are intended to enlarge their spirit. This is the sense conveyed by this verse. The troubles which you have sent me have already enlarged my heart. They have had the effect on me which you desired. My spirit has already become broader because of my tribulations. Therefore, lead me out, not from amidst my distress. Tribulations are useful for remedial purposes. They serve as our spiritual medicine, but were never intended to be our daily fare. Miracles are meant to be the way we live. Nature is a lower level of miracles. How do you connect to miracles? By appreciating the tribulations that you've experienced that help you understand and grow out of your own limitations that you've created. That's why they're tribulations, because you want to remain in your comfort zone. Have you ever actually said the words, "Thank you, Hashem, for this pain you have given me. Thank you, Hashem, for this pain that you have given me to cleanse me." 18th verse. Re'e ani la'amali b'sa l'koch atotai. Behold my afflictions and my travail, and forgive all the sins I have thoughtlessly committed. Six words. By now you should know that six connects to the Sephirot, the lower Sephirot, Chesed to Yesod. Four letters, the 12 upper connecting to Hashem, and the 12 lower connecting to the 12 tribes of Israel. The 19th verse. Pray, O Yavai, Ki Rabu. The Sinat Hamas Shneuni. Behold how my enemies have multiplied. Behold the irrational hatred with which they hate me. seven words connecting to the physical world. Twenty-six letters connecting to Hashem, the unity of the physical world with the spiritual. This is one of the verses.
Morning, Ron.
No, I'm not. That's not really true. The 20th verse. Shamra nafshi v'chatzileni alevosh ki chasiti bach. O preserve my soul and rescue me. Let me not be ashamed, for I have taken refuge in you alone. Eight words connecting to Bina. Thirty letters connecting to the Lamed, to the teachers, to the teachings. The 21st verse. Tom Ravayosher Yitzruni Kiki Biticha. Integrity and uprightness will protect me, for I continue to place my hope only in you. The five words, five worlds. Twenty letters. The 10 Sephirot of direct light, the 10 Sephirot of returning light. The 22nd verse. Today, Elohim. Et Yisrael mikol tzurotav, Elohim, Hashem, thee redeem Israel from all their sorrows. Pasuk 55, footnote 55. In total, this entire psalm is arranged according to the alphabet, with the exception of the three missing letters, Aleph, Pei, and Resh. Each appear twice. Aleph is repeated in verses 1 and 2. Pei is repeated in verses 16 and 22. Resh is repeated in verses 18 and 19. These words spell Ether, ashes, but when rearranged to spell Peir, beauty or splendor. The connection between these two words is alluded to in the following prophecy of future redemption. To honor those who mourn in Zion, to place a garland of Peir, of splendor, upon their heads, instead of Ether, ashes, oil of joy instead of mourning, a radiant garment of praise instead of the spirit of feebleness. A verse from Isaiah. Since this psalm is designed to follow the Aleph-Bet, it is fair to assume that either the omission or addition of any particular letter or letters would be highly significant. By deleting the Bet, the Vav, and the Kuf, whose numerical value alluding to the fact that the psalm contains the secret of bypassing Gehinnom and going straight to Gan Eden. That secret is clearly to be humble and nullify our egos before Hashem, while we are still alive, by choice, to lower our ego. This is the secret. And that's why we read earlier that by saying this psalm, what psalm is it? 25? By saying Psalm 25 every day, we bypass Gehinnom and go directly to the Garden of Eden.
Amen.
Amen. So, will you add this to your daily prayers?
Of course.
Now, I'm going to read the Hebrew 25 verses, 22 verses in Psalm 25 consecutively. Le David elecha Adonai Yohe Wahe Nafshi Esa Elohai Becha Betachti Al Evosha Al Ya'al Tu Oyevaili Gam Kol Kovecha Lo Yevoshu Yevoshu Chabodim Reikam Birakecha Adonai Yohe Wahe Hodieni Orchotecha Lamdeni Hadrikeni Va'amitecha Belamdeni Ki Ata Elohaiishi O Chakiviti Kohayom Zechor Rachamecha Adonai Yohe Wahe Lachasadecha Ki Meolam Heima Chatot Ot Neurai Ufshai Altiskor Kechaz Decha Zechar Li Ata Leman Tucha Adonai Yohe Wahe Tovayashar Adonai Yohe Wahe Alkein Yorech Hatayim Baderech Yadrech Anavim Bamishpat Vilamed Anavim Darko Kol Archot Adonai Yohe Wahe Hesed Vemet Lenotre Perito Viedotav Leman Shimcha Adonai Yohe Wahe Vesalachta Leavoni Ki Ravu Mizeh Haish Yure Adonai Yohe Wahe Yorenu Bederech Yivchar Nafsho Bato Tealim Zaro Yirash Eretz Sod Adonai Yohe Wahe Lerav Urito Lehodiyayon Einai Tamid El Adonai Yohe Wahe Kihu Yotzi Mereshet Raglai Bnei Elai Vechaneni Ki Yachid V'ani Ani Tzarot Levavi Hir Chivu Min Tzukotai Ruby. O Tsiyemi, Re'e Anye, Amali Vesale Kohatotai Re'e Ovai Kirabu Vesan Atamas Shaneuni Shamra Nafshi Vehatsileni Alevosh Kihasiti Bach Tom Vayosher Yitzruni Kikavitika Pede Elohim et Yisrael Mikol Tzirotav. Tomorrow we will connect to Psalm 26. Are there any questions from some about Psalm 25 or any other subject?
Yeah, Hanok, just want to make an observation, and maybe it has a question implied in it. I see that the way this psalm had been written in the sod, when you count the number of the letters and each letter, and refer it to the Sephirot, or it's like, how can a human being can write this wisdom? It's like a Sephirot, or somebody else is doing it. I mean, it's just, I see that.
That's why we said that whenever the sages are writing their commentaries, whenever King David is writing the Psalms, and especially anything that's in the Tanakh itself, like the Psalms, they're writing with Ruach HaKodesh, with Holy Spirit. It's not a human being who's writing it. It's a human being connected to Hashem. And Hashem is using the human being's hands and voice and attributes to reveal his wisdom. King David wrote it, but King David was a channel to write it. Are there any other questions? Classes tonight at our 4:30 West Coast time, a deeper Zohar on the Parsha of Noah. We're in section 26. And at 7 o'clock, our... it's a question and answer session. So hopefully people will bring questions. I wish you all a beautiful day and filled with serenity and peace. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Thank you, Hanak.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Very well.
Shalom. Have a good day. Ta-da.